From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Nearly 160,000 American troops will begin the new year in Iraq. If you haven't been there, they'll tell you that you can't understand what it's like. But some have found a way to communicate their experiences to the folks back home through music, and some of that music is very good. Last year, a hip-hop album by U.S. service members was released on To the Fallen Records, a label that showcases music by members of the armed forces. This month, rock and country compilations went on sale. Elliot Ward has the story of three soldiers who are serving both their country and their muse.
Cliff Hudson is a Marine from Tennessee. He started playing guitar in college and kept playing after enlisting. Then in 2005, he was sent to Iraq without a guitar. Luckily, his father-in-law sent him the perfect care package.
He had heard somewhere that another guy had bagpipes, and he said, well, if that guy can have bagpipes, then my son-in-law can most certainly have a guitar to take over there. And I did not realize how much I'd longed to be able to play guitar and to write music and do things like that until I actually had the smell of the cedar and could feel the six strings on my fingertips.
Cliff's guitar became a rallying point and a source of much-needed distraction for his fellow soldiers.
We'd play stuff and just take requests, and 9 times out of 10 it turned into guys making up little songs to berate one another with and just kind of sit there and have a little relaxation, a comical moment out of the stress of the day.
Made it through one hell of a week, made you feel like you've been 15 rounds with a heavyweight. Beat up, rode hard, home, wet, and just left out to dry.
But letting loose isn't the only way soldiers use music in Iraq. Another soldier, Josh Rivak, turned to music to mourn. Just 2 weeks into his first deployment, one of his good friends, Timothy Haslett, was killed.
It was just a blow, a hard blow, and the guitar's always been there for me, you know, when nobody else was. It was all I knew how to do. It was almost like a reflex.
Josh wrote a song for Timothy and played it at his memorial. It was so moving that Josh was asked to play at the next memorial, and the next one. Soon, Josh was playing at every memorial for his unit. And each time, he wrote a new song.
He called your name, but no response.
It wasn't just another Army event where you just sit at attention and choke your way through it. It was more like an outlet, like I believe it's supposed to be.
In June 2006, Josh was wounded. Sitting in the hospital, thinking of his fallen friends, Josh wrote the song, Empty Boots.
Let your voice be heard, every silent word you say. The curtain closes, the bugle plays.
Neither Cliff or Josh say they're amazing guitar players or singers. Instead, they point to the passion they put into their music. Cliff explains using the words of old country legend Harlan Howard.
You can know all the chords and know all the riffs and know all the jams and be able to play and everything, and that's fine. But when it all comes down to it, three chords and the truth is really all you need.
This simple approach makes their music evocative for any listener. In fact, Josh says it can help people with no connection to the military understand what it's like on the front lines.
People want to be able to relate. They want to be able to empathize. They don't know what to do when they see soldiers who have experience these horrible things. They don't even know what to say or do. And music has been huge to people. It's told them a story, you know, that where a conversation wouldn't. You know, it speaks from the heart.
'Cause even though they are strong, sometimes their hearts break, but they've just got to carry on.
Chad Van Rice, another Marine, wrote the song The Veterans for his fellow soldiers. But it's not the only thing Chad did for the men and women in the military. He also served 3 tours in Iraq. For NPR News, I'm Elliot Ward.
And for all the things that they've had to do, fire free.
You can download a free single and hear more songs from To the Fallen Records at our new music site, npr.org/music.